President Biden has warned of huge consequences if Russia invades Ukraine, including a potential ban on the export of U.S. technology. Nina Jankowicz has been thinking about what that might mean. She's a global fellow at the Wilson Center, a nonpartisan think tank. Nina, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Scott.
So let's talk about technology and potential export ban. We know the U.S. really hobbled the Chinese technology titan Huawei by blocking the export of certain American-made or designed semiconductors. What kinds of technology is the U.S. considering blocking in this case?
Well, I think the sanctions is not just about technology, although the technology sector could certainly have a pretty big strain on Russian-U.S. relations as well as EU-Russian relations, especially if those sanctions are, you know, coordinated between the EU and Russia. Mm-hmm. The EU is Russia's largest trading partner. So this could be anything from the semiconductors that you mentioned related to Russia or, you know, consumer electronics as well, which are certainly highly prized.
Mm. And how dependent is Russia, its military, its industry, its communications on U.S. technology, you know, chips and other innards?
Well, it's hard to give you a number because the Russian government does certainly hold those pieces of information quite closely.
Yeah, sure.
You know, there are Russian technologies that Russia depends on for its military activities, but certainly the latest and greatest is coming from the West. So certainly that would hobble the Russian defense industry, I think. And Russia has been trying for quite some time, for the past 10 years or so, to really increase its technology production. But it's still not quite up to snuff the way we see the EU and the U.S. kind of straddling ahead.
Now, this is seems to be a right now immediate crisis. As far as U.S. technology sanctions, would it be kind of a long-term answer to a short-term crisis?
Well, with any sanctions that we're discussing, we're hoping that this would bring about a swift end to Russia's aggressive actions. And I think it's important to remind listeners that actually this crisis has been going on for 8 years now, since the illegal annexation of Crimea by the Russian military in 2014 after the last, or two Winter Olympics ago, excuse me. Then we of course, saw, you know, increased hostility, over 14,000 lives lost in the Donbass, Ukraine's eastern region over the past 8 years. So the sanctions that we're looking at now among Western nations and that the Biden administration is considering are hopefully going to bring about an end to Russia's aggressive actions so that we aren't accepting the stationing of 125,000 troops on, you know, the gates of Europe as the status quo now. That shouldn't be allowed. The redrawing of borders shouldn't be allowed. And the idea here is to really enact stinging consequences, whether in the technology sector, the banking sector, or indeed on private individuals, including Vladimir Putin himself.
Yeah. Now, should we assume that these threats of sanctions are only partially public, that is, the U.S. and NATO might be threatening other sanctions, including technology sanctions in private talks, or some that they're not even disclosing at all?
Absolutely. I think the idea here is to keep Russia guessing. If we show our entire hand, they can make a firm calculus about whether what they are intending to do in Ukraine is worth it politically or economically. And we've seen the Russian government and the Russian people withstand pretty harsh sanctions so far. What the United States has in place right now is not a picnic. We've seen the ruble really tank since 2014, since we introduced the first round of sanctions related to Ukraine. And Putin and his government are willing to let that happen to achieve their political and foreign policy goals.
Hmm. And aside from technology, what other measures would inflict significant economic pain on Russia, say, cutting them off from the SWIFT banking transaction system or U.S. dollar transactions? Might those be able to cut off, say, Russian oil and gas companies from international markets?
Yeah, that's certainly something that is being discussed. I believe some officials in the Biden administration have taken cutting off Russia from SWIFT off the table. But what some sanctions experts say would be more effective is actually removing the possibility or sanctioning specific Russian banks from doing business with U.S. companies. Those would likely have much higher consequences than potentially removing Russia from SWIFT, which is essentially how Russian banks and Russian consumers users can communicate about banking transactions. The other thing that we're seeing talked about a lot is the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which is a gas pipeline on the Baltic Sea between Russia and Germany. Right now, that pipeline is not operational, but the infrastructure is in place. And the Biden administration is hoping that our German allies will decide to not allow that pipeline to continue to become operational if Russia were to invade. And I think that is something that the Russian government has really invested a lot in. Its natural gas economy is huge for Russia. Now, whether Germany is likely to do that is on the table right now and being discussed. And Congress is certainly trying to push them in that direction. The Biden administration would prefer Germany to come to that conclusion of their own accord without punitive sanctions introduced.
Nina Jankowicz is a global fellow at the Wilson Center, and her book is How to Lose the Information War. Nina, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.